Tonight on the NBC sitcom Mad About You, Carl Reiner guest stars in a very special role, one that he used to play on another TV show about 30 years ago. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Look, I know there are other things happening on TV this week. This weekend, NBC presents Sally Field in a 6-hour miniseries version of A Woman of Independent Means, and the Arts and Entertainment Network presents an edited version of the controversial Canadian miniseries The Boys of St. Vincent, about the sexual abuse of young boys by their priests. Then there's Bill Moyers, who returned to commercial network television Tuesday as a commentator for the NBC Nightly News. And, of course, on Court TV, we have closing arguments in the Colin Ferguson case and never-ending arguments in the O.J. Simpson case. But to me, a true child of television, nothing beats tonight's big event on Mad About You, the return of Alan Brady. When Carl Reiner first concocted his sitcom about TV comedy writer Rob Petrie, he planned to play Rob himself, since, after all, the sitcom was loosely based on his own years as a writer-performer on Your Show of Shows. But after Reiner shot the pilot, CBS demanded someone less ethnic in the lead, and the series went on the air in 1961 as The Dick Van Dyke Show. But Reiner wound up on the show anyway, playing Alan Brady, the TV star who was rude and obnoxious and abusive with his writers and producers. Sort of like Roseanne, only balder. And he was a riot.
What's on your mind, as if I don't know?
Well, you know why we're here? Did Mel tell you?
No, I didn't tell him.
You don't have to tell me. You want a raise, right? Well, you just say, how much? And I'll say, no, sir.
So here we are, 3 decades later, and Paul Reiser's character on Mad About You is making a documentary about television. Who does he want for his narrator? Alan Brady. So Paul pitches the basic idea and sets up a dinner meeting at Brady's regular table at 21. That's where we learn that Alan Brady hasn't exactly mellowed with age, and that Reiner hasn't lost any of his comic timing. Paul gets there early and is seated at Alan's table by the waiter, Maurice.
Dig me, I'm at Alan Brady's table. I have my own table. This is my table. Do you like my table? It's my table. It's mahogany.
What? What is this?
Mr. Brady, how are you, sir?
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I was just sitting.
Where?
Right here.
Where?
At your table.
Where at my table?
Right here.
Where?
In the chair.
What chair?
This chair.
Whose chair?
Your chair.
Aha!
Oh, I was sitting in your chair. I'm so sorry.
I would think so.
My wife may be a little bit late.
Who?
My wife.
Late for what?
For dinner.
You're bringing your wife?
Well, you told me, bring
your
wife.
Oh, sure, bring your wife. Why don't you bring your mother? Got any kids?
No.
Oh, what a shame. I was hoping to feed a whole family. Maurice, free eats for everybody.
Really?
Shut up. Get out of here.
That's something. The guy hasn't done it in 30 years, and he comes in and nails it. Reiner is great, Reiser is great, and Helen Hunt, as Paul's wife Jamie, even gets to slip in a very funny approximation of Mary Tyler Moore's frantic "Oh, Rob" voice. The episode is a terrific tribute to the style and wit of the old Dick Van Dyke Show, and it makes a strong case for what almost seems like TV heresy. When you think about it, Paul and Jamie really just might be the 90s equivalent of Rob and Laura. And remember, you can still catch the original Rob and Laura weeknights at 11:30 on Nick at Night. And since Alan Brady has returned to TV today, why not match other old characters with new shows? I'd start with Darren McGavin as Carl Kolchak the Night Stalker, showing up on The X-Files. Or have Ted Danson as Sam Malone showing up to visit Frasier. Wait a minute, that last one's for real. It happens next Tuesday on NBC. And I'll be watching.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Daily News.